هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We lord in and beseech yourself, and in him we seek forgiveness, and we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the sunnah of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a stray, and every stray is in the hellfire. We know, our respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained on the Muslim zakah. And he has encouraged the Muslims, no matter what time they may be living on or what place they may be, that they should give sadaqah. And there are all different types of sadaqah and different types of zakah. Sadaqah may run the gamut from removing something that is harmful from the road, or it may be giving someone some food, or it may be giving someone some money, or even a smile, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a Muslim smiles at his brother, this is sadaqah. To help someone with their things, loading their mount, their animal that they ride, or their car, or whatever, is a sadaqah. Every step that you take to the masjid for salah is a sadaqah. They are all different types of sadaqah and zakah. And to the obligatory zakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on the shoulders of every responsible male and female Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He pleases, and Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower. So, from this ayah of Quran and many other ayat, and from many ahadith sahiha, many authentic hadith from our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, some of which were paraphrased just moments ago, we know that zakah and sadaqah are extremely important, and we gain nearness to Allah by doing it. But as we promised, we'd like to talk now about some things that nullifies our actions. Some of the things that if we do this glorious ibadah from Allah, like paying zakat or sadaqah, we will lose in this life and probably in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the tongue of His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, has forbade that an individual give zakat and follow of that zakat, make that zakat be followed by al-min wal-adha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His glorious Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their wealth, which is a virtuous act, an act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom decided more than 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 times in the Quran, He decided in His infinite wisdom and knowledge to add zakat with salah. In many places in the Quran you see salah mentioned with zakat, and there's some wisdom behind this. Allah mentions in His book, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who spend in the way of Allah. And we know that if we give in the way of Allah, no matter what it is, whether it is the brothers who are fighting in Bosnia, or fighting in Afghanistan, or the Philippines, or Burma, or whether it is giving your family some food, giving them some clothing, which is better than giving it to those who are fighting fi sabilillah, according to the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are authentic, that the best dinar is to give a dinar to your family, This is the best sadaqa, better than even giving to the brothers who are fighting fi sabilillah. So the people who give fi sabilillah, they are in the highest ranks. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds a condition for the people who give their zakah and their sadaqa. ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقَ مَنًّا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى. Those who do not follow up their gifts of sadaqa, no matter what type of sadaqa it is, no matter what type of zakat it is, no matter what type of gift or favor the person may be giving to that individual, male or female, if they don't follow it up with mannan, wala adha, with reminders of what they did or injury, we will get all these great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we don't do this. And in addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will have a reward from their Lord. What reward? The reward of giving the sadaqah or the zakah without following it up with reminders that we gave it to you or injury. And they won't have any fear, nor will they have any sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to perform these types of ibadat, these types of worship, brothers and sisters in Islam, and He wants us to get full benefit for it. Allah says in His glorious book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger, and don't render your actions vain. Can you imagine a brother who is wealthy? He has millions and millions of dollars. He gives to the needy people, and then he follows that sadaqah or the zakah with injury. He says to them, don't you remember what I did for you? Don't you remember the time that I gave you all of this rice? Tons and tons of rice. Why are you asking for more? Or the sister that asked you for $50 when she was in dire need. You canceled out your good deeds, you nullify your deeds by reminding the sister, I just gave you $50 last week. You just canceled out your good deeds. Someone is needy of some shoes or some money to pay their rent, and then you come right behind that. If you loaned it to them or gave it to them as sadaqa, when are you going to pay me my money? Don't you remember what I've done for you? So through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and don't render your actions vain. Don't cancel out all your good works. Do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be rewarded immensely. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Allah gives us another example, explicitly in terms of food, but in general, in anything that we can give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His glorious book, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And they give food in spite of their love for it. Even though the people of the past called Sahaba were hungry themselves, they used to give even though they were in need themselves. And there's an authentic narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam implicitly said that the best type of sadaqah is the sadaqah when you are in need of it yourself and you give it. When you are yourself in need. And in many places in the world, and I am compelled to cite one of them, the Sudanese Muslims are known for this. You go to Sudan and you find them starving, and they will take their chicken, one chicken that they have for 15 people in their families, and they will divide that chicken and give it to you. This is not to highlight them, but this is just to encourage us on how we should be giving. And you don't hear those people who understand these verses of Quran following up their sadaqah with injury or reminders of what they gave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the English translation that is, and they give food in spite of their love for it. or for the love of him to the poor, to the orphans, and to the captives, saying, we feed you seeking Allah's face. We feed you seeking Allah's face, and we will for no reward or for no thanks except from him. For no reward or no thanks do we do this. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should remember that when we do a good deed, especially like sadaqah and zakat, we should not follow up these things by reminders. Reminders of the coat I gave you. Reminders of the money I gave you. Reminders of the food I gave you. Reminders of the shelter that I gave you. For half price, for a third off, or for whatever. We should not follow up our sadaqah and cancel out our good deeds. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in authentic narration transmitted by Imam Muslim, Abu Dawood and others, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ صَرْفًا وَلَا عَدْلًا عَاقٌ وَمَنَّانٌ وَمُكَذِّبُ بِالْقَدْرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept from certain individuals, three of them. Three individuals he will not accept from them. Three individuals. He won't accept what they've done. The person who is aq, and in the sharh or the explanation of this, it says aq bil walidain, the one who disrespects their parents, whether they are Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, atheist, the one who disrespects and disobeys their parents. Of course, if they tell you to commit shirk, you must not obey them, as Allah says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, don't obey them. The second person is mannan, the person who gives and then they follow up their giving, and they give a lot, and they follow up their giving with reminders that they give, or with injury. While they're giving, they insult the person while they're giving it. Even facial expressions, without even words. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept. That sadaqah that person just gave, they could have gotten great rewards from Allah for giving this $10,000. And just from one facial expression, they lost all the reward. And the third person is the person who denies divine decree. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ, Allah won't look at them. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and Allah won't even speak to them. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he won't purify them. Three types of individuals, and one of them is the person who gives sadaqah or zakat and follows it up with harm, injury, or reminders that he or she gave it. So brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, we should remember not to give and cancel out. Not to give and cancel out. Whenever we do a good deed, do not cancel it out by something wrong. Do not cancel it out by a bad deed or by inappropriately performing the good deed. When we do the good deed, make sure that the deed is first with the intention to see Allah's face. Not for any ostentatiousness, not for any great reputation, not for fame, not to show off, not to remind the person that we did it, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us immensely. And he's going to allow us to be seen by him. And we will see his gracious face. And he will speak to us. And he will purify us. And these are the greatest of rewards that we can receive in the Jannah. There's no reward greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face, and Allah looking at you, and Allah speaking to you, and Allah purifying you. There's no reward greater than this. All the hurul ayn, all the great big bosom women in Jannah is not equal to this. All the great fruit in Jannah is not equal to this. The pure companions untouched are not equal to this. There's nothing greater than seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at you and speaking to you. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to you favorably, without disdain, without dislike, without any hatred of you whatsoever? The Lord of the world, Rabbul Alameen, speaking to you directly. And you can blow, you can lose this great reward simply by giving charity and following it up with a reminder that you gave it or with injury.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين